Welcome to Wesley. It's good to have you here, and it's good to welcome each and every one of you. I noticed the way people are sitting. I said, well, the Jews are in the front row. Then there's a Uniting Church contingent. Then there's a couple of members of executive. And then I think there's a group of Catholics just there. So it is quite an ecumenical, in the broadest sense of the word, gathering. We have had apologies today. Anne Smith has a prior commitment. Ken Rose, who I think would like something other than a lecture. Archbishop Costello, who's away at the moment. Dr. Norm Hoffman, one of our original people who was part of the instigation of this group, as was the Reverend Professor Rowan Strong. Reverend Jonathan Deeks has another commitment, and Rabbi Dovid and Aviva Freilich have apologised. My husband apologises as well. There is a significant Uniting Church event on today in Vic Park, so he's gone to that. All gets too busy. We do welcome Ed and Val, who were there in the early days, Secretary and Treasurer for quite some time, and Ken and Judith. And Ken and Judith are life members that we owe a huge amount to, so it's great. But our guest of honour is Archbishop Carnley. Welcome. I don't care if it's a lecture. I just enjoy listening to you speak. I was telling people earlier today that when my children were in primary school, I was at Dianella, and our parish covered about six or seven Anglican congregations. And I got invited to each of them when there was an induction. And my poor kids got dragged along each time. But if Archbishop Carnley was preaching, they didn't mind. Which was quite interesting, because they were quite fussy, and usually it was only if there was supper that they enjoyed going to church. But they did enjoy your preaching and actually could follow it. So I look forward to this afternoon, what you have to share with us, an interesting topic, and welcome. Would you like to take your place?
Well, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here. And I think that was a very generous introduction. It reminded me of an occasion when an Archbishop of Canterbury was introduced to a group, and the person doing the introduction did a similar sort of over-generous kind of thing. And when he got up to speak, he reprimanded the person, said, "You should not have done that. You will surely perish in hell for doing that, as will I for enjoying it so much."